Have on. Your permission. To avoid another Tanit, a little job. It's not so hard. If you know the root of the problem, it's nothing. It's a joke. Really a joke. The way the Gemara tells me, the Torah tells us, the Mishnah tells us, five things happen on Tisha B'Av. First thing, the decree of our fathers, says we not to go to Eretz Israel. Tisha B'Av, spies came back, and they told us, it's not for us. 10 out of 12 said it's not for us. Kulam Anashim. Talikim, Rabbanim, Gdolei Ador. Each one was bigger than Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. They came back. They said, listen, it's not a joke over there. Big walls, Amalek is over there, Hezbollah over there, Hamas is over there. When you need a whole headache now, you're going to die over there. It's my personal rabbi. It's the president of the tribe. So I cried. What do you want to do? To dance? Hashem said, you know, you cried for nothing. This is going to be a day of crying. First Beit HaMikdash, second Beit HaMikdash, city of Beit HaR, Bar Kokhba the Mashiach, will be killed on Tisha B'Av because you cried for nothing. Excuse me. If I cry for nothing, so what? What does crying has to do with it? Is it sin to cry? It's not a sin to cry. So why if I cry? You must say, because you cried. You should know Tisha B'Av is here because we cried. Finish. The Gemara says it. And the question is, what does Hashem want from us? It's my rabbi. He came back, he's not for me. Okay. So am I entitled to listen to my rabbi? I have small children, elderly people. My rabbi said it's not for good for you. Stay in Englewood. So, it's legitimate. It says, Seder Harav, Shnaper Keravot. Hashem is so upset. And the second thing is what we said before. So what if it's a cry? So? Crying is nothing. Crying is not a sin. The Gemara should have said, we spoke Lashon Hara. Okay, so, also. So it means every year, on Tisha B'Av, because Lashon Hara. It doesn't say there. Every year, Tisha B'Av was here last year, hopefully it's not going to be this year, it's because we cried. Why? Hashem was upset. All died in the desert. What? Excuse me, what did you do? It's true. The Gemara, the Torah says, they said, well, let's go back to Egypt. Okay, so, Hashem is upset. Let him go back to Egypt. Let him go back to Egypt. You want to go back to Egypt? Go to Egypt. No, you're going to die in the desert. Why are they dying in the desert? What do you do? Lashon Hara, the Mishnah said, Lashon Hara, what? Lashon Hara, what? Lashon Hara, what? It's not good. It's not Lashon Hara, it's not true. It's perfect. It's the right thing. I didn't say no Lashon Hara. My rabbi said it. If you said it. My rabbi said it. Okay. But I listen to my rabbi. If your rabbi tells you it's not good to go to Memphis, it's not good for you. So I'm not going to Memphis. I didn't say Lashon Hara. Nobody said Lashon Hara. 10 people said Lashon Hara. The first time I said did not say Lashon Hara. We accepted. What do you mean? The rabbi said it's Lashon Hara. I accepted. I knew it's Lashon Hara. It's not Lashon Hara. It's true. Hashem said it's a good land. Okay, fine. Hashem said it's a good land. Something changed the last 4 years. Something, the last 2 years, something changed. Something changed. You listen, it doesn't matter. All these kind of restrictions, Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av. Supposed to be a chag. The Gemara says, originally Shabbat was supposed to be a chag, because the golden calf Hashem pushed it away. It's going to be a chag. So, what do you have to do? What do you have to do? Come to the Gemara, tell us, look. After the first Beit HaMikdash, about 70 years later, it's not exactly, We have the second one. Major thing, sins they did, Abu Lazara, Shechut Amim, they killed. Second one, thing Dash, Sinat Chinam. Not Chinam. That's what it means. Says the Gemara, look, we're waiting for Mashiach, waiting for the Migdash, Sinat Chinam. What is Sinat Chinam? Okay, Sinat Chinam. Okay, so what's the big deal, Sinat Chinam? But he's doing the Migdash. What is he doing? He's not doing the Migdash. Sound the Gemara says, look, Sinat Chinam is worse than that. It's not worse than that. How can you say it's worse than that? Worse than killing somebody. You hate somebody, it's worse than killing him. What does that mean? What does it mean it's worse than that? Can be, can be, it's not, can be, it just cannot be. You know, the Torah tells us a few weeks that some, all of a sudden, somebody that is a Navi, and a real Navi, is getting off the path right now. But he comes and he tells us, listen, I can stop the sun, I can stop the moon. Maybe he did also. Major things. Trust me what I tell you. Now Hashem wants you to do Avodah Zarah. He doesn't say Avodah Zarah, he's going to tell you this, that, like Avodah Zarah. And then he's going to tell you something's going to happen. I have a proof for you. A proof. It's not just like somebody just arrived now. They know him. It's a Navi. It's a real Navi. It's not a fake one. Hashem said, don't listen. In the Torah, Hashem said, don't listen. It's a test from Hashem. Hashem wants to see if you love him. Hashem said, you love him? Hashem test me. See, you like to do such a thing. I mean, I'm not talking about Hashem. You like to test somebody. You like to test somebody. Well, it's all kind of questions about it. It's one of the mitzvot. I'm telling mitzvot is you wait for the Navi. I mean, it's going to come over to you. It's going to tell you this Hashem wants to see if you love him. Then you go kill the guy. And Navi, you're going to kill him. He says, what did you just say? He fell in a trap. He fell in a trap. He told you to do Avodah Zarah. And said, this is from Hashem. He's innocent, really. He's innocent. But Hashem used him as a trap. And he's going to try to convince you. It's another episode, Mesitu Mediach, something very similar. Not in Navi, but you know, somebody's trying to tell you about the Zarah, so there, you go and you kill him, Mesitu Mediach. The witnesses, yeah. But at what does Shemot from us? Yeah. So we know. Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Avtet Hashem Elokecha, Shem said, won't love me. Why does Hashem want to love you? To love him. Why? Why is it? Why? It's a mitzvah from Hashem to love Hashem. The next paragraph, Hem Shamot Yishmu Mitzvotai, is to keep the mitzvot, Le'avat Hashem Elokechem. Again. So Hashem gave us the mitzvot. Says, what's the purpose of the mitzvot? What's the purpose? To love Hashem. Why does Hashem want me to love him? What's behind it? What does Hashem want? Actually, Rabbi Yisrael says, there's one person only that he loved Hashem. We don't know. A lot of people can love, probably love Hashem. It's true. But it says, Avraham or Havi. And Rabbi Yisrael said, Hashem told me to tell you, Avraham loves me. Doesn't say about anybody else he loves Hashem, but doesn't mean they didn't. But he got a title. He loves Hashem. So what do you love Hashem? So what is it? For what? Okay, love Hashem. So what do you have from that? That you know the first Jew mean you love Hashem. If you really look through the history, no one had paradise life. If you start from Avraham Avinu, I didn't be proud of the life that he had. Until age 100, he didn't have a child. At age 86, he had that animal Ishmael. The Gemara said, Hashem regrets he made him. The Gemara says, Hashem did not want to save Avraham Avinu from the fire, because he wouldn't have such a son, Ishmael, Machshemo. Hashem saved Avraham because he's going to have a grandson, Yaakov. If he wouldn't have Yaakov, he wouldn't be here today. He wouldn't be here. Hashem, Avraham Avinu is jumping into the fire for Kedush Hashem. Better off he gets burned, the Gemara says, just don't have that animal. Go make peace with him. So, Ishmael, the Machshemo wants to kill Yitzchak. Then twice before, Sarah was kidnapped. There was a famine. It goes over here. Goes over there. And then Sarah died. Yitzchak. Died. Yitzchak Avinu. And the son El Capon, Esav. Can you imagine? Yitzchak Avinu, El Capon, Esav. All over the internet, all over the newspaper. These guys, it's a mafia. Kills people, kidnap ladies. Shugina. Then, Isaac becomes blind. At least 60 years, can you imagine? Age 123 was blind. He lived to 180. There's no information that I don't know again. I don't know how long Isaac was blind before 123. 123, the Torah tells you, Yitzchak Zaken. Zaken Yitzchak, he can't see on his eye. Can you imagine? The Gemara says, stuck in the house. Stuck in the house, like in prison. Yitzchak Avinu doesn't go outside. Doesn't have the Ruach HaKodesh. Sits at home, obviously, about 60 years at least. That's his life. So Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, what do you know about him? Until age 84, you get married. Then he made a switch. He went to Rachel, got Leah. You know this? Okay. Baruch Hashem has children. So Shimon and Levi, he's kidnapped Dina. Rachel died. Baruch Hashem settled a little bit. Yosef disappeared. 22 years, sits on the floor, cries for Yosef. And goes home. Finally, he's going to go to Egypt, exile. So then you're going to die in Egypt. His life, Yosef HaTzadik, 80 years, he's a king in Egypt, and he's like a hole in his head. Shachach Talmudo, the Gemara says. Forgot all the things he learned with Yaakov Avinu. Was in jail for 12 years. What's so good? What is it? The whole book of Bereshit is the tragedy of the tragedy. And Moshe Rabbeinu, age of 12, he had to run away. Maybe older, 18, right? Okay. Went to Kush. 40 years, he lives in Kush. Next to Ethiopia. 8 years in exile, Paul looking for him all around the world. After 40 years, they send him away from Kush, he goes to Yitro's house. Yitro put him in jail 10 years. That means 80 years old. Look. 50 years, out in exile. Don't see his father, don't see his mother, they died in Egypt already. Can you imagine? Moshe Rabbeinu. Then he comes Israel out of Egypt, back and forth, now stuck in the desert. 38 years Hashem doesn't talk to him because of us. So he came out after we complained about the spies. Hashem said he's gonna die in the desert. 38 years, Moshe calls the Kadosh Baruch Hu on the line, dead. Hashem doesn't speak to him. Can you imagine? Hashem doesn't speak to him, Moshe Rabbeinu. Went up to Shemaim, got the Torah. Then he comes out, oh Hashem, everything okay. He says, complaining, water, give me this. Moshe hit the rock, boom, he can go to Israel. The disaster after the disaster. I said, what does it mean exactly? What is the story in the Torah? You wouldn't be like Avraham Avinu, you wouldn't be Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, what do you have? Nothing. I think it's people think Rashi about the Purush on Chumash and Navi on the Gemara. People think Rashi said with an argila with the pipe and he wrote. Balei Tosfot in jail. They write Tosfot with blood. With blood, take blood. They were in jail, took blood out, and they wrote Tosfot.
Ready to us what?
All the things, all the inquisitions, all the crusades. It's endless. It's what's behind. So you can't tell. It's true. You see, it's not true. It's not Rashaim. I don't say it. Some people didn't behave 100%. But it's no such thing, bad Jew. Every Jew is a diamond. The only problem is how much Satan goes inside his head. That's the problem. It's not our fault. Satan, the Gemara says, Kiddushin, Satan told, I'm stronger than you. You're from flesh and I'm from fire. You think you're going to win me? Don't think it's a joke. Eliyahu HaNavi told Hashem in his face, Atah asibot libam achoranit, Eliyahu HaNavi told Hashem, it's your fault. What do you make to Satan? The Zohar said, it's true. Hashem didn't make him. He rebelled against Hashem, Zohar says. Like Hashem is El Chapaim, let us do what we want, he lets him to do. Says as well, originally he was supposed to be just the head of the funeral department. And then he became a big shot. He kills, that's what they want. So what does Hashem want for me? What does Hashem want for us? What does Hashem want for us? Yeah. Innocent people. Oh, 120 years ago was the Rav in Yerushalayim. And the story is that always he was on time. Everything, punctual time. You know, Sticha de Tzibura, to make the congregation wait, might be a sin from Hashem. That's why we take sometimes 2 Torah out, sometimes 3 Torah out. You see, don't want the congregation to wait a second. It's the same, major sin. But this rabbi was always punctual. One day, his daughter died. Rabbi Yerushalayim. It was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, the chief rabbi. So people came to the funeral. The chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, lots of people came outside. I don't remember if it was the winter or summer. They were waiting outside, he doesn't come outside the funeral. They said the story goes over an hour, people wait outside, he doesn't come out. They wait. And then the funeral, he came out. At the Shiva, under the Shiva, they asked him, what happened? What happened? How is it possible? You're so punctual, you don't want anybody to wait for you. All of a sudden? He said, I'll tell you what it is. What the Gemara says, Achan Shulchan Aruch. Like you bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem is good for you, He does something good for you. The same feeling you have to say thank you to Hashem when something is not so good the way you think should not have happened to you. So this rabbi said like this. When this girl was born, I was very happy. The halacha is funeral. In funeral, I have to be happy that the neshama went up to Shemaim. The same pleasure, the happiness that I had when she was born, the neshama goes up to Hashem. Hashem natan, Hashem lakach, Hashem gave, Hashem take away, the same happiness. I walked on myself in my room, until I felt that I give back the neshama to Kadosh Baruch Hu with the same happiness that Hashem gave me the neshama. Time gone to Vilna, I don't know if he had one daughter or more. The day of the chuppah, she died, his daughter died. And the gone to Vilna said, Shiva, there was no wedding, of course. And his mother came to him in a dream and he told him, listen, if you would know how much Hashem gave you that you accepted this with love, you won't believe how much. Loving is very nice thing. Love is being tested in hard times. It's my buddy, my friend, my wife, my mistress. When she does something not the the way you think it's not good. Or your friend does something. I don't know. What happened? Man, you used to be friends with my friends. You were never friends with him. That's true. Love is being tested at hard times. That's what it is. The time that you don't like something that somebody does to you, and you love it, you say, forget about it. I'm not going to hate him. I'm not going to stop talking to him. I'm not going to do it to him. I'm not going to stop doing business with him. I'm not going to invite him to my wedding. I'm not going to go to his wedding. It means you have no love. It's not love. You never loved. I love you, I love you, I love you. And then after 10 years, you get divorced with 10 children. I don't love her anymore. What happened? What happened? Nothing. It died. Love died. She argued with me. She doesn't, supper is not ready. She's on the phone with her mother. So you're out of your mind. You tell her, you're at the wedding. So you say, I love you, I love you. You never loved her. Said, Sheker, you never loved her. Never, never. Don't say you love Hashem. Sheker, Sheker. Yes, I tell you love. Love means what Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch. It's not just Shulchan Aruch says. You have to bless Hashem with the same feeling that you have pleasure. When he gives you $1 billion, the same when he has shalom, he takes you everything. Who is a role model? The Gemara says, Eov. Eov is a kapara of Am Israel, the Gemara says. Satan came to Hashem and said, Am Israel, don't behave. I said, you know what? Go test this guy, Eov. Give him a hard time. You read the book of Eov. The book of Eov was rich, was good children, everything. One day, Satan goes down, burn all his things, and then he kills his children for nothing. To see if Eov really loves Hashem. That's our test in Abishur. That's our test. Hashem wants to see, we don't know what. Why? Soon we'll know why. But you know what you have for? To pass the test. All the hardship. Abraham, and Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Yosef, and Moshe, and all the tzaddikim. When they suffer, it's just to make sure they love Hashem in that situation. Again, you don't know why. Soon you know why. How come this tzaddik suffer? How come he doesn't have a house? How come he doesn't have a car? How come he's in the hospital? How come it happened to him? This tzaddik, why? That tzaddik is so happy in his heart that those things are happening to him because it shows how much he loves Hashem. Because the love is being tested in the hardship. Not when you have everything. It's how it means you're not loving. You don't love Hashem. It's convenient. It's convenient love. The real love, it means when you know the situation that you're at, I love Hashem. Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter what it is. Come the Torah, come the Gemara, tell us, look what happened. It's true. The 10 spies came back, the Rabbanim, they said, perfect. You're innocent, 100% innocent. Forget about the part of Lashon Hara. This is sensitive a little bit. We didn't do anything. My rabbi told me, I'm entitled. Nothing is wrong with me. But you read the text. This is Parsha. Parsha Dvarim, always before Tisha B'Av. As Asaf made sure, you read it. Here this Parsha, Moshe is going to repeat the episode with the spies. He says, listen, you came over to me, you pushed people, this, no Musar, young people push elderly. It's called Imot HaMashiach, Chuzpah Yazga. We want to spy, Moshe repeated it. He said, the spies, Hashem told me not to, but I listened to you, I fell in a trap also. The spies came back and said, no good. You know what happened to you? I tell you what. You said one sentence. That triggered the whole thing. And for this, Hashem is going to kill you in the desert. For this, we're going to have Tisha B'Av forever. You said like this. Besinat Hashem otanu. Hashem hates us. He took us out of Egypt. Look what happened. We're in the desert. Hashem hates us. So the Gemara Moshe told them, listen. Hashem doesn't hate nobody. He does hate. Yes, Esav hates. You hate him. That's why you say he's hating you. Your problem in life, you don't love him. In difficult times that you complain, It means you don't love him. You never complain about yourself. How can you complain about Hashem? That's your test. Her test is like this fake Navi is going to come, it's going to tell you, her test, go to Avodah Zarah. So go to Avodah Zarah, Hashem wants to see if you love him. Why Hashem? That's the goal in our life. Avodah Zarah, Hashem, Elokecha, love Hashem. The Torah was given to you, Avodah Hashem, Elokechem, to love Hashem. What does Hashem want? We don't know yet, wait. But you should know that it is. That's the Gemara says, Salah Shalom again. Never ever complain about anything to anybody. Not about your wife, not about your mother-in-law, not about your sister-in-law, not about your cousin, not about your partner. Never, nothing. You have hardship? Bravo, dance. You have a flat tire? Dance on the roof. What's the matter with you? Whatever is happening, I love it. I love it. Then you accomplish it. The whole Tisha B'Av is because we did not accept the situation we are at. The spies came back and they said, Israel is very bad for you. Hamas, this, you know, this, leftist. Baruch Hashem, I'm going to Israel. Said, what's the matter with you? The last place on earth you should go over there. You go to Florida, everything's over there, perfect. The governor is good, the mayor is good. Now you're running away from your job. Your job is to accept we love the situation. That means you love Hashem because Hashem is running the world. You don't accept it, means you don't love Hashem. You don't love Hashem, means you hate him. That's it. That's what you said, right? So you cried in the desert. Why do you cry in the desert? You cry because you're going to Israel. What do you mean? It's wrong to cry. It's very wrong to cry because it means you don't love Hashem. That's it. That's your problem. That's what Hashem said. They said, First Beit HaMikdash, Second Beit HaMikdash, Mashiach Bar Kokhba, Tito Betar, millions of Jews will get crusade. You know what the problem is? You did not accept Hashem with love. Yeah, I love Hashem. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, I have everything, Baruch Hashem. Yeah. It's true, we have to thank Hashem. But love is being tested not in the time that you have everything. The opposite, in the time you don't have. That's all. Purpose of the Torah, of the Bereshit. That's the purpose of the Tanakh. And that's exactly what happened on Tisha B'Av. That's all, nothing. There's no Lashon Hara. You know, it's sensitive again, sensitive thing, what part was Lashon Hara over there. But the problem is that every of us, all of us, cried over there, why did they come out of Egypt? Why are we here in the desert? And constantly, all the complaints from the day he left Egypt, we complained, where's the water, where's the food? How come you... You know what the problem is? You should have danced. Oh, Hashem, we are in this situation. I love Hashem. Hashem does, it's the best for me. The best for me. Yes, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi. Dance. If you don't dance, it means you don't love Hashem. Crying? You're out of range. You bankrupt if you cry. Here comes... The secret of our life, you should know. You know the first Hezbollah? The first Hezbollah in time of the war on Neviah and Barak. I believe chapter 4 in Sefer Shoftim. Sisra, 900 tanks, Rechav Barzel, description of this guy like a giant, wins all the wars. Hezbollah in the same place over there, not just Hezbollah. The same in the north of Israel. Tzor. Yavin Melech Tzor. He's the chief of staff. So, the war on Neviah, the prophet said, husband Barak ben Avinon, let's go. She said, we'll go. No, he said, I'm not going without you, go with you. Drafted some people. Drafted some people. Yeah, go to the war. They win the war. The last sentence concludes the victory. It says, the sentence reads like this. Be'ohavav. There were people that love Hashem. Ketzet Hashemesh b'gburato. Like the sun comes out. What does that mean? You know how you mean it? I tell you, in that song, the Torah says, הכוכבים מלחמו, the stars fought. Uru Maroz, curse, one star did not come. You read the Tanakh. You don't win a war. Every soldier has a star. Star fights. But you have to be on a certain level. So you know why. How? But you should know the truth of our life. With all the respect to all the soldiers. But they win because the star fights for you. And the war was such a big Nevi'ah that she knew all the stars. She said, one star did not want to help. Curse that star. Oh, Maoz. One of the stars named Maoz. Okay, so, good. So the Eminem, but tell me what to do. She said, you know what? You know why the stars fought for you? The Ohavav. Because you love God. Ketzet Hashem Shigvorato, like the sun. What sun? So the first Wednesday, the moon came to Hashem and so-called insulted the sun. She said, I don't want a partner like this. Shemesh. Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, makes every day before Mincha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like Shemesh. It's like the sun. Shemesh. The word Shemesh comes from the word Shamash, servant. What this sun has in as anything, the Rambam said, don't think the sun is an object. The sun has a brain. The Rambam. I said, what does she do all day? Come and go. What does she have? Nothing. Nothing. Servant. What does him do? Servant. What are you supposed to do? Servant. With happiness all the time. You see, if you love Hashem, you like the sun. The Gvurato. You know what the Gemara says? Gvurato, the Gemara, Gvurato means when Mashiach will come, the sun will have the power of the first light that was created on Sunday. Hashem said, Yio. It's called Or HaGanuz. The hidden light. This hidden light is going to be by the sun when Mashiach will come. As we say in Birkat Levana. 143 times more the light of the sun. This is Hashem is big Vurato. You see, the local. Back at the stage. You love Hashem? You win the war. Because the stars are going to fight for you. And you are going to be like the sun when Mashiach will come. If you don't get it, okay, so I'll get to you. 1 second. The Gemara says, you know what it means? Okay, I love Hashem. No, let me tell you. Hold on. You love Hashem? I tell you what love means. Anelavim benamolvim. Stage one. Step one in your life. Somebody insulted you? Don't you dare to insult him. Okay. Graduated, first step. Second. Still, I tell the guy, listen, why are you insulting me? It's not nice. Stage two. Shomim cherpatam benam meshivim. Don't say nothing. Accept the insult, man, with the head down. Oh, Hashem, stage two. Stage three. Shomim beavam smechim. I'm happy that I got insulted. Very good. I'm happy. I'm a friend. I don't care what to say about him, me. I don't care. That the Gemara says, you earn, you love Hashem. That's it, finished. Don't you ever say you love Hashem if you didn't graduate those three steps. You have any grudge in your heart about anybody in the world. Doesn't matter what they did to you. It means you're out of this subject called love. The same thing with Hashem. After Chakamocha, says Rashi, you know what it means? Love your friend means Hashem is your friend. The man of Hashem is your friend. If you have any grudge against a person, you have a grudge against Hashem. Listen, your problem is you don't love your friend. You don't love him. It's impossible. All of a sudden, I disconnected my relationship with this. I got divorced. Listen, your problem is one thing. The Gemara says somebody get divorced, Hashem cries. What's the problem? No, you're getting married to somebody else. No. It means he doesn't love his wife. It means he never loved his wife. It means you're bankrupt in your life. According to life, I created you to love. You know why? Because I want you to be like the sun. I want you to have the light that created on the sun in the first of creation. That's what Hashem wants from us. Hashem doesn't care less. Love me, don't love me. Hashem is can think, Hashem said. Love Hashem in all the situations. It's Hashem, that's not Hashem. It's, you know, a tyrannical king that said, I want you to love me. Hashem doesn't care less if you love me or not. So give me the Torah. The person of the Torah should love Hashem. That's Hashem. Hashem gave me all the restrictions, all the Torah, because he wants me to love him. He's a kid. Hashem is a kid. Hashem said like this, listen, if you love me, then you like the sun. Actually, Hashem is called the sun. Hashem is okay. Say it every day. For me. So in order for Hashem to achieve, Hashem doesn't create you to do this. Hashem wants you to be like him. Hashem repeats it a few times. Hashem should not make Adam Rishon, he should be here. He should be like him. And the snake told Chava, listen, Hashem is going to be jealous at you because you're going to be like Hashem. It's true. Hashem wants you to be like him. Yeah. In order for you to be like Hashem, you have to have a special thing in your heart. It's called loving. You cannot have any thing against no one in the world, and the situation is not good, you dance. You dance. That's called your love. You love, and you're the sun. You're the sun, you can have the light of control. So this is Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is nothing. Not eating it. That's what this nonsense. You can eat Tisha B'Av, nothing. Tisha B'Av, you have to just fix the root. What happened on Tisha B'Av? We cried. That's what Torah says. And we said to Hashem, you hate us. And Moshe said, no, you hate him. Because if you would love him, you would not complain. So Israel is not good? Good is not good. Excellent. I like it. I like it when Israel is not good. I'm going over there because Hashem wants me to go over there. Doesn't matter what the situation is. That's our test in our life. You know, something goes wrong. Oh, no. The opposite. Baruch Hashem. And that's what we have to fix that. The law says one bet knesset will do it on Tisha B'Av. Before Tisha B'Av, not give it Tisha B'Av. You can't have a chokhmah, you cannot have anything against nobody in the world. Doesn't matter. Nothing. The opposite. Whatever your wife does, whatever your mother does, whatever your brother does, doesn't matter. I love the situation, I love it. I try to correct it if I think it's a disaster. I try to correct it, but it's not to do with my heart, with my feeling. With all my heart. And people will have it, we're not giving them Tisha B'Av. We're not giving them Hezbollah or nothing. Because again, it's not the missing, not missing, it's the stars, the stars. As the Akkadim Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, it shouldn't be like stars. Moshe Rabbeinu, this is Parsha, before he tells all the episode, he says, In Chemek Chvei Hashemayim LaRob, who cares if I'm like star, most? Because the power of a person is a star. And the star is, you're going to get the power if you graduate this hatred subject, if you love everybody, no competition, I don't care, nothing, I'm happy. The Mitzvah Hashem, the next year will be in Yerushalayim, Amen.